每一本书啊都是很重要的。
Every book in the Bible is very important.
啊，包括只有四章的耶拿书啊，它也是旧约圣经当中很重要的一本书。
Even the book of Jonah that is composed of only four chapters is a very important book in the Old Testament.
啊，耶拿的事迹有一部分是预表着主耶稣的一些事迹。
And there are some events recorded in Jonah that are related to Jesus Christ.
我们请看马太福音十六章。
Let's refer to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16.
马太福音十六章第四节。
Matthew chapter 16, verse 4.
第四节，一个邪恶淫乱的世代求神迹，除了耶拿的神迹以外，再没有神迹给他看，耶稣就离开他们去了。
A wicked and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and no sign shall be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. And he left them and departed.
啊，在这里，主耶稣特别提到了耶拿的神迹。
Jesus Christ mentions the sign of the prophet Jonah.
主耶稣告诉这些法利赛人跟撒都该人啊，他们要看见耶拿的神迹。
Jesus was telling the Pharisees and Sadducees that they would see the sign of Jonah.
啊，用在耶拿身上所发生的事情啊，主耶稣来预告他的受死以及他的复活。
And through the story of Jonah, Jesus was speaking about his death and resurrection.
啊，耶稣的死跟耶稣的复活对整个人类都是极其重要的。
Jesus' death and resurrection is crucial to the history of mankind.
啊，主耶稣为世人的罪，担待世人的罪而死。
Jesus took on the sins of humanity and died for them.
啊，主耶稣的复活带给世人复活永生的盼望。
And Jesus' resurrection brought the hope of life to humanity.
啊，所以主耶稣引用耶拿的事迹来讲到他的死，他的复活。
And therefore, Jesus used the story of Jonah to speak about his death and resurrection.
哦，所以这是主耶稣对耶拿所遭遇的这一个神迹的一个肯定。
And this is a recognition of the story of Jonah.
哦，虽然有人在质疑着说耶拿的事迹到底是虚构的还是真实的。
Some may wonder if the sign of Jonah is just a story or if it is a reality.
但是从马太福音我们知道耶拿的事迹是被主耶稣引用，是被主耶稣所肯定的。
According to this passage in Matthew, we know that it was an event that was recognized by Jesus Christ.
虽然在人来看这是一个不可能的事情。
Even though this story may not seem plausible to some people,
但是我们相信在神凡事都能。
But we believe that in God everything is possible.
那的确，在以色列人的历史当中，也真的有耶拿这一位先知。
We find that in the history of Israel, there was actually a prophet named Jonah.
我们请看列王记下十四章。
Let's refer to 2 Kings chapter 14.
列王记下十四章二十五节。
Second Kings chapter 14 verse 25.
旧约圣经四百七十八页，列王记下十四章二十五节。
Second Kings chapter 14 verse 25.
这里讲到耶罗波安王他收回以色列边界之地，从哈马口直到亚拉巴海，正如神以色列的主以色列神借他仆人加特西佛人亚米泰的儿子先知耶拿所说的。
He restored the territory of Israel from the entrance of Hamath to the Sea of Arabah, according to the word of the Lord God of Israel, which he had spoken through his servant Jonah, the son of Amittai, the prophet who was from Gath Hepher.
这个从这里我们看到耶拿是神的先知。
This passage describes Jonah as a prophet of the Lord.
这个耶拿所传讲的信息也应验了。
And the prophecies.Spoken by Jonah were realized.
我们面对着我们很实在的今天的这个社会这个世界。
And as we survey our current situation in the world.
我们来学习耶拿书，那这是一本很适合这个时代的一本书。
We'll find that the book of Jonah is a very suitable book to this current world.
我们请看到耶拿书第一章。
Let us turn to Jonah chapter 1.
旧约圣经1083页，耶拿书第一章第一节。
Jonah chapter 1 verse 1。
第一节，神的话临到亚米泰的儿子耶拿。
Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah the son of Amittai。
第二节说起来，你往尼尼微大城去，向其中居民呼喊，因为他们的恶达到我面前。
Verse 2, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry out against it.For their wickedness has come up before me.
这里提到，在这里耶拿被神呼召吩咐他去做一件事情。
Jonah was instructed by God to do something.
神要耶拿去拯救这个尼尼微城。
And God called Jonah to go and give this message to the city of Nineveh.
这个尼尼微城在这里讲到说，他们的罪恶达到神的面前。
And the wickedness of the city had come up before the presence of God.
圣经当中如果用这样来描述的话，那表示那是一个罪恶很重的一个地方。
And for the Bible to describe the city in this way, it means that the wickedness was very great.
虽然罪恶这么重，但是神还是愿意救他们。
And even though their wickedness was so great, God was willing to save them.
有很多时候神的事情真的不是我们所可以了解的。
Oftentimes we cannot understand God.
这么坏的一个城市，为什么神还要救他们
？As in this case of Nineveh, it was such a wicked city, but God was still willing to save them.
我们只能够借着神的作为当中，我们去了解一些理由。
And we can come to an understanding by examining God's works.
但是也常常我们没有办法 有的时候我们没有办法完全的去明白。
Even so, we may not be able to completely comprehend what has occurred.
我们请看耶拿书第四章十一节。
Let's refer to Jonah chapter 4 verse 11.
这个尼尼微大城其中不能分辨左右手的有12万多人，并有许多牲畜，我岂能不爱惜呢？
11. And should I not pity Nineveh, that great city, in which are more than 120,000 persons who cannot discern between their right hand and their left?
这里神说，我怎么能够不爱惜、不怜悯呢？
And God tells us here, how can he not have compassion upon the city?
这就是为什么神要救尼尼微城的原因之一。
This is one of the reasons why God decided to save the city of Nineveh.
神他总是用怜悯来看事情，来看人。
God observes through His compassion.
但是摆在眼前的事实是，尼尼微城是一个罪恶很大很重的城市。
But the fact of the matter is that the city of Nineveh was a very wicked place.
这个城市面对着他们的命运在倒数计时。
And the city was actually on a countdown to its destiny.
请看耶拿书第三章。
Let's refer to Jonah chapter 3.
第四节。
Verse 4.
耶拿进城走了一日，宣告说：“再等40日，尼尼微必倾覆了。”
And Jonah began to enter the city on the first day's walk. Then he cried out and said, "Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown."
神要耶拿去传警告，说你们已经在倒数计时了。
God called Jonah to give this warning that there will be a countdown to the destruction of Nineveh.
但是不是马上要毁灭，你们还有40天的时间。
And the destruction would not be immediate, rather they would still have 40 days.
这40天他们可以改变他们的命运。
During the course of these 40 days, they could change their fate.
这40天是神额外给他们的恩典。
And these 40 days were days that God had granted them in His grace.
他们如果能够好好的把握这40天，他们能够得着神的怜悯。
And if the people could take advantage of these 40 days, they would receive God's mercy.
所以我们眼前看到的，也常常看到一些邪恶的事情、邪恶的世界、邪恶的社会。
we may observe evil situations or an evil society.
有时候我们觉得非常的不满。
This may cause us to be dissatisfied.
因为我们在这当中，或许我们也受到损害。
And because of the evil in the world, we may have been harmed.
但是我们知道，一个邪恶的社会，它是在被倒数计时。
And we know that in an evil society, it counts for a time of a countdown.
我们看我们自己的人生也是这样子。
And we find that this is also the case with our own life.
从我们出生开始，我们就在倒数计日。
From the moment that we are born, we are also facing a countdown.
神给我们每一个人定下了我们的年日。
God has set the length of our days.
那圣经里传道书里头也说到说，有些人还没有到时间，他就离世了。
And the Bible also tells us that for some people, before their appointed time has been reached, they have already passed away.
所以有些人的倒数计时呢？是快速的。
Therefore, for some people, their countdown runs a lot faster.
但是我们每一个人都在面对这一个事实，倒数计日。
We all are facing this reality of a countdown.
先知的预言也一定会实现。
And the prophecies will come to be a reality.
有一些还没有实现的预言，也都正在倒数计时。
And even the prophecies that have not yet been fulfilled are on their countdown.
还没有应验的最大的一个预言就是主耶稣的再来。
And one of the greatest prophecies that is yet to be fulfilled is the second coming of Jesus Christ.
但是我们知道主耶稣的再来也正在倒数计时。
But we also know that there is a countdown to the second coming of Jesus Christ.
尼尼微是一个罪恶很重的城市。
The city of Nineveh was a very wicked place.
他们已经在倒数计时来面对着公义的审判毁灭。
And they were facing a countdown to their destruction and to righteous judgment.
那这样的一个城市它还有希望吗？
And can such a city have any hope?
是的，他们还有希望。
Yes, they did still have some hope.
所以神要他的先知去尼尼微城传警告。
And because they had hope, God sent a prophet to give out a warning.
所以这尼尼微城的命运跟耶拿先知的使命是息息相关的。
The fate of the city was closely related to the mission given to the prophet Jonah.
这尼尼微城的人正等着耶拿去给他们传警告。
The inhabitants of Nineveh were waiting to receive the warning from the prophet Jonah.
但是耶拿他却跑到他斯去了，他去想要去度假去了。
But instead, Jonah wanted to go the opposite way and go on vacation.
我们再看回耶拿书第一章第二节。
Let's refer to Jonah chapter 1 verse 2.
旧约圣经1083页，耶拿书第一章第二节。
Jonah chapter 1 verse
2。在这里神对耶拿说，你要起来往尼尼微大城去。
God instructed him to get up and to go towards Nineveh.
这一次耶拿的任务是到尼尼微去向那里的众人来呼喊。
Jonah's mission was to go to the city of Nineveh and call out to them.
是的，耶拿他起来了。
And Jonah did arise.
但是耶拿离开他的职分。
But he rose to leave his mission.
他不是到尼尼微城去，他想要往他斯去。
He did not go to Nineveh, but he went in the opposite direction to Tarshish.
神要他往东，他却往西。
And God wanted him to go to the east, and then he headed west.
这个尼尼微城已经在面对着被毁灭的倒数计时。
The city of Nineveh was already facing a countdown to its destruction.
它正一步一步的走向毁灭。
And they were taking a step closer to their own destruction.
他们实在是需要耶拿去传，去给他们传警告。
And they really needed Jonah to come and warn them of their fate.
啊，今天我们也看到，很多时候我们也看到一些人或者一个整个社会，就像尼尼微城一样，一步一步的在走向毁灭。
Today we may also be witness to the society that is like the city of Nineveh that is walking with every step closer to its destruction.
哦，也是神在神的这个倒数祭日里头。
They are also within the countdown of God.
哦，在这样要紧的时刻里头，耶拿他跑掉了。
And in this critical point in time, Jonah ran away.
啊。第一章里头描写耶拿在船上，在底舱里头，他沉睡了。
In Jonah chapter 1, it tells us that Jonah was fast asleep in the ship.
在要紧的时刻里头，我们不要成为一个沉睡的人。
In this critical point of time, we should not be like one who is sleeping.
在这紧要的时刻里头，我们不要成为一个沉睡的教会。
In this critical point in time, let us not be a church that is sleeping.
啊，很感谢神，我们许多的弟兄姐妹都不是像耶拿这样子沉睡。
But we thank God that many of our brothers and sisters are not like Jonah, who was sleeping at this critical time.
啊，我们总是找机会，把握机会，要多救一些人。
We should seize the opportunity to save more souls.
啊，最近我发现有一个姐妹啊，让我很感动。
I recently observed a sister that has moved me greatly.
啊，她的工作是有季节性的啊，所以暑假呢啊，她通常就啊没有工作。
Her work is seasonal, so in the summertime, she does not need to work.
啊，那最近呢，她认识了一个同乡。
And recently, she met someone from her country.
啊，那她这个同乡啊，一个太太，丈夫。中风啊，住在这个 nursing home 里头。
And this friend that she met, her husband was living in a nursing home.
啊，这位太太很爱丈夫，所以每一天早上搭公车到 nursing home 去陪先生。
And this lady really loved her husband who had suffered a stroke, so she would take the bus every day to accompany her husband.
啊，下午再乘公车回家。
And in the afternoon, she would take the bus back home.
啊，我们这一位姐妹啊，目前是她的假期，她就主动的每一天在这一位太太到 nursing home 晚上再去接她回来回家。
And during her vacation time, this sister spent her days taking her friend to the nursing home and picking her up at night to take her home.
哦，她觉得说这对夫妻他们需要主耶稣的爱，主耶稣的恩典。
The sister felt that this couple needed Jesus Christ's love and His grace.
在他们还没有领受主耶稣的爱之前，这位姊妹愿意先借着他来表达出主耶稣的爱。
And before they had received Jesus' love, the sister allowed herself to be a conduit to show God's love.
那这位姐妹这样子真的也感动了主耶稣。
And this sister's action surely has moved Jesus Christ.
所以这位太太愿意跟这位姐妹一起祷告。
This friend was willing to pray with the sister.
那最近在这个太太的先生的一个危急当中，他们的祷告蒙神的垂听。
And during a critical point in the husband's health, the prayers of the sister and her friend were heard by God.
让这个姐妹让这一位太太都很感动，都有很深一个很好的体验，很感谢神。
And both the sister and her friend were very moved and were very thankful towards God.
那到底这个耶拿他存的是怎样的心
？What kind of heart did Jonah have？
我们请看耶拿书第一章第三节。
Let us refer to Jonah chapter 1 verse 3.
旧约圣经1083页，耶拿书第一章第三节。
Jonah chapter 1 verse 3。
耶拿却起来逃往他斯去躲避神，下到约帕遇见一只船要往他斯去，他就给了船架上了船， 要与船上的人同往他斯去躲避神。
But Jonah rose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord.
从人来看，这只是一个地点的改变。
And from a human perspective, it may seem that it is only a change of location.
神要他去尼尼微，他却跑去他斯。
God wanted Jonah to go to Nineveh, but he went to Tarshish instead.
他看起来只是违背神给他的吩咐。
It may seem that he was only disobeying God's commandment.
给他的交代他做的事情，他没有照着做。
He did not follow God's instructions.
但是如果我们很严肃的来看
，But if we examine this more closely,
seriously,
more seriously,
其实约拿他不只是违背神的交代，他是在违背神的旨意。
Jonah not only disobeyed God's commandments, he was also disobeying God's will.
在人来看，神要他往东，他往西，只是这样子。
And from a human perspective, it looked like he had just gone the opposite direction.
但是很严肃的来看，他是在违背神的旨意。
But from a more serious perspective, he was actually going against the will of God.
今天一谈到神的旨意，我们都会很注意，很看重。
Whenever we discuss the will of God, we always pay special attention.
但是事实上，我们其实很像约拿，常常是在违背神的旨意。
But the truth of the matter is that we are often going against the will of God.
就像约拿一样，叫他往东，他却往西。
Just like Jonah, instead of going east, like God has instructed, we are going west.
其实，在生活当中很多层面，这种情形到最后其实就是违背神的旨意。
And when we face these choices in our daily lives, we are actually going against the will of God.
所以从约拿的例子，我们也应该想想看，我们是否在生活当中，我们正在违背神的旨意。
And we can consider Jonah's example and ask ourselves if we are actually going against the will of God in our daily lives.
我们很清楚的知道神要我们怎么做，但是我们并没有去做。
We know very clearly what God wants us to do, but we have not done accordingly.
我们很清楚的知道神要我们怎么做，我们却不那么做。
We clearly know how God wants us to act, but we do not act accordingly.
仔细的想一想，在我们的生活当中，或多或少应该都有这样的情形。
And if we ask ourselves, we will find that this is the case in our daily lives.
很多时候，神如果有难题的话，并不在于那些还没有信的人，反而是在这些所谓的圣徒。
Often, when God is challenging people, it is not only challenging those who are non-believers, but challenging those who are actually His followers.
神如果有 problem 的话，不在那些没有信的人，是在这些已经信的人。
And if God has problems, it is actually with the believers, not the non-believers.
甚至是所谓神的工人，神的仆人。
The problem may even be with the servants and workers of God.
我们请参考创世纪第一章。
Let's refer to Genesis chapter 1.
创世纪十九章。
Genesis chapter 19.
创世纪十九章二十一节。
Genesis chapter 19, verse 21.
天使对罗德说，这些事我也答应，我也应允你，我不请赴你所说的这城。
And he said to him, See, I have favored you concerning this thing also, in that I will not overthrow the city for which you have spoken.
二十二节，你要速速地逃到那城，因为你还没有到那里，我不能做什么。因此那城名叫索尔。
Hurry, escape there, for I cannot do anything until you arrive there. Therefore, the name of the city was called Zoar.
这个天使对罗德说，你还不赶快去，你还没有到那里，我不能够做什么。
The angel said to Lot, you must go quickly. If you do not go there, I cannot do anything here.
是的，尼尼微城是一个罪恶很大的城。
Yes, the city of Nineveh was a very wicked city.
但是其实他们并不是最困难的人。
But they were not the most difficult of people.
哦，当他们听到耶拿的警告
，When they heard Jonah's warning，
他们马上就悔改了。
They immediately repented.
哦，我们看到那困难的是谁？是耶拿。
And who was actually the difficult one in this case? And that was the prophet Jonah.
哦，那耶拿是谁？耶拿是神的显明，耶拿是神的工人。
Who was Jonah? Jonah was the chosen one of God, and he was a worker of God.
哦，所以有如果神有难题的话，常常是这些属神的人。
If God comes across a problem, it often has to do with those who belong to Him.
哦，所以我们不要成为一个知道而不去做的人。
We should not be one who knows what we ought to do but does not do it.
在路加福音十三章，主耶稣也做了一个比喻。
In Luke chapter 13,
我们请看路加福音十三章。
Luke chapter 13,
路加福音十三章第六节。
Luke chapter 13, verse 6.
第六节，耶稣用比喻说，一个人有一棵无花果树栽在葡萄园里，他来到树前找果子，却找不着。
He also spoke this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it, and found none.
第七节就对管园的说，看哪、啊，这三年来到这无花果树前找果子，竟找不着，把它砍了吧，何必白占地土呢？
Verse 7, then he said to the keeper of his vineyard, Look, for 3 years I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. Cut it down. Why does it use up the ground?
创世纪十九章，天使对罗德说，你不到那个城，我不能够做什么。
In Genesis chapter 19, the angels told Lot that if he did not reach the other city, they could not do their work.
在路加福音十三章，这里说到说，为什么要白占地土呢？
In Luke chapter 13, the parable says, Then why should this unfruitful tree be using up the ground?
哦，所以我们被称为是神的百姓，我们要留意着，我们不要成为神的工作的一个阻挡。
And now that we are called the people of God, we should be wary of becoming an obstacle of God.
哦，很多时候困难不是在那些还没有信主的人，困难是在这些已经蒙恩典的人。
Oftentimes the problem is not found in those who do not believe, but those who have already received the grace of God.
神不但爱尼尼微城的人，他也爱这一位先知耶拿。
God not only loved the inhabitants of Nineveh, but also the prophet Jonah.
所以耶拿书一章的四节到十六节就谈到神对耶拿的一个管教。
And that is why in Jonah chapter 1,Verse 4 through 16 describes how God chastened Jonah.
就好像新约圣经希伯来书所说的，神所爱的，神一定会管教。
In the same way that is described in the book of Hebrews, those that God loves, He will chasten.
我们请看耶拿书第一章第四节。
Let's refer to Jonah chapter 1, verse 4.
第四节旧约圣经1083页，耶拿书一章第四节。
Jonah chapter 1, verse 4.
然而主使海中起大风，海就狂风大作，甚至船几乎破坏。
But the Lord sent out a great wind on the sea, and there was a mighty tempest on the sea, so that the ship was about to be broken up.
这里谈到海上突然起了大风浪。
There was a sudden tempest at sea.
对船上所有的人来讲，这是他们没有意料会发生的事情。
And this was something that none of the passengers of this vessel could have predicted.
如果他们知道会有这个大风浪，他们不会有这一趟的不会有这一趟的行程。
If they had known they would face such a great tempest, they would not have gone in this journey.
在人生里头，很多的风浪也常常不是人所能够意料的。
There are many tempests in life that nobody can predict.
对这些人，船上的人来讲，他们就这样子莫名其妙的遇到这个这么大的危险。
The passengers of this boat suddenly saw this unpredictable problem before them.
只有耶拿他知道为什么。
Only Jonah knew the reason why they faced this trial.
所以在十二节，耶拿说，就是因为我。
And in verse 12, he acknowledges that it is because of him.
在起初耶拿可能想说我一个人做的事情我自己担当。
Maybe at first Jonah thought that he would take responsibility for what he had done.
但是事实上常常不是这样子。
But that is not the reality.
我们如果做不对的事情不但会伤害我们自己常常也会伤害到别人。
And if we make a mistake, we not only hurt ourselves, but we actually harm others.
所以我们做事情啊，还是要谨慎一点，要考虑，也要考虑到别人。
For we must be watchful when we do things and consider others.
不要让别人成为无辜的受害者。
And we should not let our actions make other people victims.
再请看一章的第六节。
Let us also refer to chapter 1, verse 6.
凡主到他那里对他说你这沉睡的人啊为何这样呢起来求告你的神或者神顾念我们使我们不致灭亡。
Verse 6, so the captain came to him and said to him, What do you mean, sleeper? Arise, call on your God. Perhaps your God will consider us so that we may not perish.
在危急的时候很容易的显出人的矛盾人的弱点。
And in these critical times, it is easy to see a person's weaknesses.
在这样的情况之下，连这个行船有经验的水手，他们都知道，这真的是很危险。
And in such a terrible situation, even a seasoned captain knows the danger they're facing.
所以每一个人都哀告哀求他们所拜的神。
And all the passengers were calling out to the gods they knew.
在这样的情况之下，需要神迹。
And in these situations, they need a miracle.
在这样的情况之下，需要超自然的力量。
And in these situations, they need supernatural power.
我们可以想象谁的哀求是最迫切、最恳切。
And if we consider what kind of prayer is the one that is most desperate and most devoted.
一定是这一位船主。
And the most fervent prayer will come from this captain.
因为他的责任最大。
Because he has the greatest responsibility.
但是第六节他怎么说？
But what does it say in verse 6?
他对耶拿说：“你求告你的神，或者你的神能够救我们。”
He says to Jonah, "Call to your God. Maybe your God will consider us."
这在讲说我的神已经没有用了。
In other words, the captain is admitting that his own God is useless.
在没有遇到事情的时候，这个。船主他觉得说他也是很认真在拜神。
And before he encountered this problem, maybe the captain thought that he was just worshipping his God.
他觉得我的神能够保护我。
He may have thought my God can protect me.
但是在这个时候他对他的神已经没有那个信心。
But at this time, the captain no longer had faith in his God.
有时候我们有一些人的拜神也好像这个船主一样。
And some people's attitude towards worship are similar to that of the captain.
其实对自己所拜的神并不认识。
They do not really know the God they worship.
但是耶拿就不是这样子。
But this was not the case with Jonah.
我们看一章的第九节。
Let us refer to chapter 1, verse 9.
当人知道说原因是耶拿。
And when they knew that the reason for the tempest was the presence of Jonah,
他们就问耶拿说：“你到底是一个怎样的人？”
They asked Jonah who he was.
第九节耶拿很肯定、很自信、很有自信的说：“我是敬畏主，那个创造沧海、旱地、天上的神。”
Jonah confidently answers, "I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land."
耶拿对自己所拜的神。很有自信。
Jonah was very confident in the God he worshipped.
我们再请看第十节。
Let us also refer to verse 10.
这些人大大惧怕，对他说：“你做的是什么事呢？”他们已经知道他躲避主，因为他告诉了他们。
Then the men were exceedingly afraid and said to him, "Why have you done this?" For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord because he had told them.
这些人知道整个事情的这个来龙去脉。
And these men knew what had caused this situation.
既然你的神是真神，你竟然还敢躲避你的神。
And they knew that Jonah's God was a true God, and he still dared to go from his presence.
这个也是我们一个基督徒很容易去犯的一个软弱。
This is also a weakness that Christians face.
我们做的是怎样的事情呢？
What do we do?
我们做的是不合理的事情。
We do things that are illogical.
有时候我们做的事情不合乎圣经。
Some of the things that we do are not according to the Bible.
甚至有时候我们做的事情违背我们的良心。
And some of the things that we do go against our conscience.
所以这些人给耶拿一个提醒，你做的是什么事呢？
These men, as helped Jonah understand what he had done.
耶拿，你做的不合理。
Because what Jonah had done was unreasonable.
耶拿，你做的不合乎圣经。
What he had done was not according to the Bible.
耶拿，你做的事情违背你的良心。
What Jonah had done was against his own conscience.
我们不要笑耶拿，我们也很容易成为这样的一个软弱。
We should not imitate Jonah, or we will fall prey to this weakness.
所以神借着这个风浪来管教，来提醒耶拿。
Jonah, God used this tempest to discipline and to warn Jonah.
所以从一章的十一节到十七节，就讲到这整个事情是怎么来做一个了解，做一个结束。
And in this passage of Jonah, it describes what happened.
眼前所要解决的就是要风浪能够平静。
And the problem that needed to be solved was for the tempest to pass and for everything to be calm again.
风浪平静了，人才能够得救。
When the tempest dies down, then people will be saved.
所以耶拿指示他们说，把我扔到海里。
Jonah instructed the men to throw him into the sea.
整条船来讲，耶拿是耶拿得罪了神。
And for the passengers on the boat, it was Jonah who had wronged God.
把这个错误给他拿掉。
And they could eliminate this mistake.
那事情就平顺了。
Then the problem would be resolved.
真的，耶拿被扔到海里，风浪就平静了。
And as soon as Jonah was thrown into the sea, the tempest died out.
这些船上的人，他们也认识了耶拿所向他们介绍的这一位独一的真神。
And through this situation, the men on the boat were able to come to know the true God that Jonah had introduced to them.
在神的怜悯之下，耶拿被一条大鱼所吞。
And by God's mercy, Jonah was eaten up by a big fish.
在鱼的肚子里头，耶拿在那边向神悔改，向神祷告。
And within the belly of the fish, Jonah repented and prayed to God.
神让耶帮助耶拿走他应该走的路。
And God helped Jonah to walk upon the path he had set for him.
神让耶拿能够继续去完成他应该做的事情。
God let Jonah complete the mission he had been called to do.
这个倒数计时现在仍然在进行着。
This countdown continues for us today.
这个邪恶的社会，邪恶的世代，要面对着被毁灭的倒数计时。
This wicked society and this wicked generation is also in a countdown to their destruction.
面对我们在地上的生命，我们也在倒数计时。
And as it relates to our life on earth, we are also facing a countdown.
面对着主耶稣的再来的这一个最大的预言，也是在倒数计时。
When it comes to this great prophecy of the second coming of Jesus Christ, we are also in a countdown.
那我们内心应该怎么来做准备？
How should we prepare our hearts?
至少我们从耶拿，我们看到我们不要违背神的吩咐。
From the example of Jonah, we should not go against the instructions of God.
如果我们看重神的旨意的话，我们要从不违背神的吩咐，不违背神的教训来开始做起。
If we value God's will, we must start by not disobeying God's commandments.
在我们身上的一些遭遇，很多时候是神给我们的提醒。
And many of the tempests and trials in our lives are warnings from God.
因为神爱我们，神要我们 走在他要我们走的道路上。
Because God loves us, He will direct us to the path He has set for us.
啊，不但这样子，神也要让我们跟他的工作有份。
Moreover, God wants us to take part in His work.
哦，让我们能够去做我们应该做的事情。
And to accomplish what we should do.
我们一起唱诗284首。